that they can be able to wake up. And when you wake up in when there are people, sometimes it's not a very good scene to see somebody waking up. So you better not sleep. Mangau, are you ready? Let me welcome the letters from Mangau, led by Deputy Mayor. Okay. Comrade Lulama. Councillor Lulama. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Who's on behalf of the Executive Mayor? The Executive Mayor has indicated that due to ill health, she couldn't be here. You're welcome with your delegation. The ground rules have been set in your absence and agreed to by the three previous presentations. You'll present for 35 minutes. Honorable members will ask questions, and then you will respond for 15 minutes. The questions that you can't respond to, we expect that within 72 hours, you respond back to us in writing so that we will be able to. But if you so feel, you can respond here and still go back to the office, make a full response to us. We would really, really appreciate that. For your sake, at the extreme, is normal. There was an honorable member seated there, Honorable Pat Bande, the chair that is empty now. The honorable with the red jacket is Honorable Advocate Mulauzi. I didn't hear that. Next to me here is Honorable Ramatakana. We've got Honorable Teko, Honorable Panza. There's Honorable De Freitas where the jacket is. Just look at that jacket. It's Honorable De Freitas there. And then we've got Honorable Humsinga and Akbar Humsinga. You know Humsinga in KZN. That's him. And Honorable Khadebe, this is a full complement of the Portfolio Committee, Andy Geleg Magadi. You welcome, Honorable Councillor Lulama, if you can be able to make a presentation to the honorable members. But I must also extend our gratitude to the Executive Mayor, that we really appreciate that she heeded the call, the council heeded the call when we said we want to acquaint ourselves with the subject matter. What are the good lessons that you can be able to learn? What are the challenges that you might be having? And this is how we can be able to take South Africa forward in this regard. Thank you very much. Ride on, my sister.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. This is a big opportunity for Mangau and the Metropolitan to be here. I think the Chair already put in front the approach of the Executive Mayor. My responsibility in the Council of Members is that I'm the MMC of Finance, IT and Performance Management, and the acting Deputy Mayor now of Mangau. Chair, I'm with the City Manager, Advocate Mia, is with us today. I'm with Dateshwa Makai, the Executive Director in the Office of the City Manager. I also have Ndatela Pitimane, the GM in the IPTN department, and two officials with us from the IPTN. Chair, according to our structure in Mangau, the IPTN is under the Office of the City Manager, because previously we were not having the Portfolio Committee of Safety and Security. But now, the monitoring of the program of the IPTN is monitored by the portfolio committee under the chairperson of Councillor Nyagwan, who is not here with us today. What is happening in the CC, we also have the committee of the city manager, EMT, where they discuss the urgency of the project that's supposed to be implemented in the city and report in the MAICO, and the MAICO took the decision in terms of the implementation. What I wanted also to indicate in honor to honorable members is that some of the roads that we talk about are the roads that were requested by the community of Mangaung when we were busy with the process of the IDP. As we speak, the processes, the roads that we talk about, they are in the IDP of Mangaung, they are in the SDBIP of Mangaung, when we are busy checking the targets in terms of the performance of the HODs that are responsible for the implementation of the project. Chair, what I want also to put in front of the honorable members, the budget of Mangaung, the entire budget of Mangaung, we're talking about 7.1 billion in the population of 833,141 million, the population of Mangaung, with the six towns that we are in Mangaung. Just to show care that the budget that we are allocated by the department in the 16-17 financial year was 200 million, and then in this financial year they allocated 231 million. That I had when I was speaking about billions, I was just looking my officials that Chase talking about billions while we are talking about millions in Mangaung. I think you'll understand, Chair, even if you expected a certain target from us as Mangaung, but the budget really that we have is one of the challenges that we are going to talk about when we are continuing doing the presentation. Chair, the operational part of the DRT, our target is that it's supposed to start in 2019-2020 financial year. Chair, we already started in terms of the infrastructure. We are done with the phase one, Matisa, Forte. We'll now, in this financial year, started with the infrastructure of track infrastructure in those roads that I mentioned. But Chair, there are a lot of roads that we still finalizing the designs, which before this financial year will be done with those designs. But when the city manager looked at further in terms of the presentation, we'll put it directly. Chair, I just want also to put in front of the honorable members is that we are working together with the Department of Human Settlement and Department of Economic Development. Because I think all of us, we had when the former minister, that this happened, was tabling his budget, mentioning the M8 corridor of Mangaung. The some of the roads that we propose is part of the Vaimuku to M8 corridor. M8 corridor is passing through and joining the two towns that we are having, Busabelo and Davanje, which is also a part of the budget that we allocated of 231 million. We have four phases in terms of the roads that we submitted in the department. The first one is started from Chief Moroka, it's a township, old township, Rockland to CBD. The phase two is from Hayden Dalside, from Limo Mall to CBD. It's passed through the industrial site. That is why we are working together with the Economic Development Department. Chair, we have parcels of land as Mangaung. That is why we are saying really the challenge of budget. It's really when we are going forward, it will be a real problem to us because we are busy developing land. We have now 7 parcels of land that have been approved by the council. We also want to put here in the in this meeting that we also want investors to come and invest in Mangaung. That to show that really we do have land for those who wanted to invest in Mangaung. Now it shows that from the land that we have, the number of 833 population is going to increase to the next financial year to a higher number. Now the budget really that we have is very small. We agreed, Chair, as the council, that we are starting in township in terms of the ERC program. Because most of the people, they are coming from township to town, we are going to there. Now we make sure that the road that we submitted to the department, it's southwest, north, and east, all the areas of Mangaung, for them to benefit to this project. Chair, in 2016-17, we did use the whole budget as it is, 200 million. We used it not 89%, we did left with 22 million and then we've done rollover. And even if honorable members, they decided to visit Mangaung, we invite them to go to site. For that 22 million, it's committed, they are already working on site. In Willows, they are busy working, the contractors there. We did create a job, 67 jobs that we created in the project that we already done now, Chair. But we hope, Chair, that the department, if really there, they have to really think about Mangaung, because in reality, Mangaung, we have land, as I already alluded, but in terms of implementing, the resources are really limited. As I already mentioned here, we can't use our own funding as the city because there are a lot of service delivery issues that we're supposed to address. But in terms of this project, we request that really the department must really think about this, because in the same 231 that they give us, 155 million is going to the capital, and then we are left with 76 million for the operational, which is really it's not good, because we want, when you come and visit our site, you see a good job that we are doing in the city. Already the department for this financial year, they already gave us 57 million. We really appreciate that, Chair. And then the processes in terms of appointing is underway for other areas, appointing people who, because we already appoint 12 panel for the project that are approved by the council. In those ways, Chair, I didn't want to I will just make a summary and want the honorable member to understand in terms of funding we really have a frustration, and we will request an assistance from the honorable member. We don't say decide today. The honorable members can come to Mangaung and check the project that we are doing in terms of the funding that we receive from the department, and then we then decide after that. Thank you very much. I'll give the city manager to continue the conversation.
Okay, thank you, Chair, and thanks to honorable members, my MMC. Chair, I'll try and run fast on the presentation. Let's pass to us. This is the structure. Chair, maybe as a starting point to indicate that as the city, we are the last on the participation in terms of ERC. There were hiccups in the beginning when the city started, because we had a very strange relationship with the industry that has been resolved. We are on track now with them, and they are fully participating. So we are not yet operational. As MMC has said, we are expecting around May 2019 we should go live on the project. Chair, briefly or in overview, this is the Free State province. This is the city, Mangaung, where we are. As you can see, these are major roads crossing throughout our city. We have that population. We are not a very big city. Okay. In overview, Chair, this is the full project when implemented. As MMC has indicated, phase one, which is nearing completion, this phase links the CBD with the township, Rocklands, Panem, Buchadela. There are other developments. I'll talk to the different colors later on when you go. And then this is phase two. That's Dr. Belcha Road, to those who know. And then at the end here is Limo Mall. We are trying to later on engage the provincial department because this road belongs to them, so that there is linkage between the two trunk routes. And then phase three, Chair, would be linking the airport development node NH with the CBD as well. This is one of the major projects that are coming. But phase one, I was just indicating, then goes to the western part of the city, which is mainly the university and other social housing that are there. Included also in phase three, and then phase four also links to the southwestern part of the city. There are those lands that we are going to develop. And the approach on the part of the city was that this identification and prioritization, we need to make the project to be sustainable so that it doesn't put a burden on the city in terms of resources. The project must be able to fund and be able to carry itself. Chair, later in the project, it's not going to be now, phase A, which will be Butabelo. It's about 60 km from the city center, Bloemfontein. Tabancho, another 15-20 km beyond Butabelo. And this is the N8, which links the these two towns to the Bloemfontein center. And then this is the detail of the presentation I've just given to say. This is the phase one route, which goes to the township Rocklands, and then this is where it turns around. And in terms of the plans, Chair, we have, this will be the closed station at the end here and in the CBD, and then this one are going to be open stations the same. We will have 2 years. And then the other one, the Dr. Phase 2 route. But what is important for this slide, Chair, is our estimates and the current work that we've done to say. In terms of this, the numbers to sustain the project, in terms of Phase 1, when we talk of the CBD, the total people expected to utilize the facility is 11,000. And then in terms of the expected or anticipated number of buses, we say 11 would then be able to deal with the demand here. And then the other trunk route or complementary route, if we go beyond, would then be a total of 14,000 people. And then the number of buses required, this is phase one, the number of buses that would be required would then be 32. But the city would adopt a phased-in approach so that we are certain that the buses, as and when they are procured, they will be utilized to the maximum. But then phase two, consisting of one trunk route and three complementary routes, would be yield a total of 22,000 And that, at that stage, the number of buses then have to increase to 46, and then the other complementary routes will then yield 3.7 people. I'll just jump this, it's a detailed. And then in terms of the overview of the in terms of the overview, Chair, we are saying what we are as a city saying, we look at the option analysis as a start to ensure that the mode and the infrastructure is as per the needs of the city, so that we do not end up with facilities that are not utilized. But the advantage is that having coming late into the project, we are able to learn from other cities and design what is a custom built for the city. And then in terms of what we are anticipating, it will be a mix of mixed traffic operation. We're not going to go as other cities, your one lane, ours will be slightly different. We should be also we are looking at a curbside mix in terms of manned access stations and others that are not manned, as I indicated earlier. So far, it will be three manned, and then the others would remain unmanned. We are saying also we need optimized ITC solutions that can be modular filled when the system patronage increases and the network facility is extended. And how we are currently concluding the surveys that would assist with us coming to the correct decisions, Chair. But the system, for purposes of universal access, the system designed to fit the context of our city, as majority of our population are able to walk to the different destinations and their areas. We are not here yet, Chair, but what we can briefly say is, in terms of the guidelines and the requirements of Department of Transport, the city will ensure that our systems are in line with the minimum requirements so that we are able to comply. But also, the idea is that we just have to appoint one service provider who would then be able to provide all the services, and the city must just deal with one provider and not deal with individual service providers in this case. And we'll be working together with the department when we do that. The automated collection system, that too, Chair, will make sure that we comply and no cash transactions are taking place in the industry. But also, we must ensure that there is one system that can be able to operate all the different modes that would be, whether it's taxi and buses. I would not dwell too much because we are not at the stage there yet. The linkage, Chair, between the project and the NDP, as MMC was indicating, the N8 corridor is one of the SIP programs, and it's happening in our city. So we are working with all the partners, including the provincial government, AXA, and other department of provincial department, in terms of ensuring that we are not acting outside other plans. We are also focused on integrating secondary nodes around the city. As you, I have indicated in that first slide, the different routes that are connecting the city and ensuring that the infrastructure is maximized. In terms of MTSF, the linkage there, MMC has also touched on this one, and we are also currently working with the provincial government to ensure that these land parcels, we are able to fit into the project, and that they support and sustain the development in the city. MTSF, the linkage, What we have done, the city has anchored and we made sure that the roads, there is integration between the different programs that the city is embarking upon. There is the development along the N8, which goes to the east of the city, up to also joining the neighboring Lesotho and Maseru, where there is traffic flow. And then this, the Langenhoven Park and western area, there is high mobility at the present moment. And as the city, we are also improving the infrastructure and the connection so that there is integration. But also, this goes through the institutions of higher learning as I mentioned earlier on, the Nelson Mandela as well, and then township linkage. As I indicated, in overview, Chair, we've got different uses of land as I outlined. This is the overall picture. You'd see the red is the CBD, and this is where also the intermodal facility is located, which would also cater for all different traffic, different modes that we have. Buses are linked, taxis are linked, and the rail line is also linked as well. And then the blue is this one, the airport development node. That this will be a mixed development, residential and other light industry and other developments. And then the purple, that is the industry, which is also linked to the airport. So all the, and then this, the yellow is the residential. All this, the different roads that we identified, or the trunk roads, is to make sure that as the city, we integrate all the different uses and developments in the city, be it social housing that we also providing, so that the project can be able to operate in a sustainable manner. This is also another overview. These developments are happening in the township, and there is numbers that will increase that the buses can be utilized effectively. Chair, the MMC has indicated this. We really started in the 15-16 financial year, but the other funding previously was for in the main the intermodal, which is gonna be activated very soon. During the 15-16, the allocation for the city was 48 million. And then 16-17, the allocation was 200 million. And then we are currently sitting at 231 million for the project. This is also, this explained what we, the graph that we have just shown. The 22 million the MMC has touched on this was a rollover, but we are, it's almost exhausted. And the reason we ended up with this rollover was because of some delays that were occasioned to this project, resulting in the need for the rollover, but that has been addressed, no problem. This is where we're coming out, not really deal too much with this one. Suffice to say, the NMT project, which I'll touch on later on, are moving on correctly. But also maybe, Chair, what I can mention in terms of the, because it was a question earlier on, in terms of the budget, as the city, part of the policy is that 30% set aside is compulsory on all the projects. But fortunately, in terms of the appointments in this project, We have six contractors that are on site. The four of them who have been awarded this project, besides the issue of set aside, they are emerging contractors. So out of six, four are emerging contractors who are also expected to equally subcontract. And then the other two, you would say those are the established, and but the 30% of their work must be allocated to emerging contractors.
You've got 5 minutes left.
Okay. Okay. Okay, progress to date, Chair. The operational plan was approved. The industry, we were able to sign off the memorandum of agreement after sorting out our differences. Governance protocol also approved, and then the steering committees are in place, and they are also sitting, and the industry is participating. Chair, in terms of the infrastructure, these are the project in terms of NMT for the previous financial year, but we are finalizing everything now, and then this has been ongoing. The current project, Chair, those are the projects that are coming. Of particular importance is the trunk road Mapisa and trunk road Forte. And then the NMTs in Botabelo, Tabanchu, the other towns I've spoken about. We are in the process of finalizing the site. The site has been identified. It was one of the hassles in terms of the depot. And then we are expecting that very soon the approval will be given by council and we'll be able to start with the construction of the depot. And then in terms of the industry our engagement, as I said, we've signed, we appointed their advisor because as the norm, they should have them. Steering committees and technical meetings are sitting. We've got now are engaging in terms of draft memorandum for those that will be on the road. It was raised that we should prevent double dipping, but we are in agreement with them. Once they are operational, no taxis would operate along those routes. We are also finalizing the establishment of the company, and the agreement is there, so there is consensus with them. The compensation model will also be discussed and finalized with them, and I think maybe we must ensure that we get lessons from other metros to avoid whatever hiccups they encounter. Universal design access is for our network to make sure that we are compliant.
Honorable Khatem.
Chair, in terms of risk management, this is what the city is putting in place so that we ensure that we minimize the challenges that are there. Chair, my apologies, the time was so short. Fortunately, members have got the presentation, so we may respond to questions. If posed, my apologies.
Thank you very much. You are left with 1 minute. I was just reminding Honorable that I said I'm going to use any other thing to wake people up. When I was trying to wake somebody up. Thank you very much.
The 1 minute, Chair, we are going to engage the department. If you look at the total allocation, our view is that the funding for us makes about 3% of the total spend on transport, and as we move into the operational and phase, we will need more support. Thank you, Chair.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much. Honorable members, I start with Majasa Nayoto.
Thanks, Chairperson. Is it 3 minutes?
Okay.
No, thanks, Chairperson, and the MLC for the presentation. The other issue which I saw it now in your conclusion, the challenges you are facing, but we didn't see any remedial action that you wanted to be out of these challenges you are facing. The other question is about the total project. When we see, when you present it on the area net about the route around the Bloemfontein as a main capital. So I think there are about, if not mistaken, 7 routes or 8 somewhere there, 7 points, yeah, which you are going to be looked after. Maybe you would like maybe to be opportune, which one are you going to prefer to start with and followed by what, or you will be starting by the through the numbers from 1 to 8 in terms of the areas, or which one are you preferring to, or you want to do it once off a project without faces. The other question is about also, which I normally use to ask each and every municipality presenting about the 30% procurement policy to the SMEs and cooperatives in this total project. Thank you, Jefferson.
Thank you very much, your presentation, Deputy Mayor, and just also, I know my time is limited. I've got 3 minutes. Just quickly, 3 minutes. I'll take the 1 minute if it's allowed. The quick one is, so far, I'm sure we're hearing you in terms of the question of the money allocation. It's an issue that probably in our engagement with the department we can go over in terms of it. But the money is informed by the plan. The plan should be the one that dictates that the funding is appropriate or the funding is not appropriate given what you are going to be spending money on. So far, maybe this is another generic question on the expenditure part. The 200 million, 231 million, the balance now is 22 million. I just want to know, in your detailed response perhaps, the whole thing about what you are spending money on. What is it that you are using these millions for? Before you get to the billions, let's start with the millions. What this already, what is expenditure for? The issue that obviously you have not started today to think about the BRT. You already been down the road for some time. You haven't also incurred any fruitless expenditure yet, or have you? And if there is a fruitless expenditure, what is it on? Now, in terms of the integration of modes of transport, and including the network, construction of network systems and so on, every time I drive past Bloemfontein, I see this unused taxi rack, which is in the city center. And I ask, why is it standing, and you see taxis standing anywhere else, and not except here? You don't quite get an answer. At least today you have the acting mayor can explain. How much money was spent onto that? What money was it? Was it money for these purposes? And why is it not, if it was meant for public transport utilization, why is it not being utilized? Is there any problem? Is it a part of the stakeholder problem? Is the stakeholder not agreeing with that? Or what is it? What is the problem around that? The route that we're starting, the M2, not the N8, you said what phase is that? If you say in the phase 2 or phase 4, you said you've got 4 phases. The first one starts in town, and then the second one, I don't know where it goes. But I always ask this question. Where is the majority of commuters that has to commute? Now if you ask me, and I look at your map there, you have this bus, or what do you call it, double credited buses that runs on N2 between Taban to Tsavelo and Free State. Does that not provide you an opportunity of what one could say is a quick win or low-hanging fruits in terms of the implementation? Or is it better to learn from the smaller part of the community in terms of the numbers, and then learn from there and move over to the big? From where I'm sitting, I think if you were to do that kind of a, because that's express, basically. If you leave from Botsavelo, it would be an express to Bloemfontein. And if you say that construction of that road, some of the part of the road you're going to be utilizing for this could constitute your quick win. Why is it not necessarily part of the first, but almost Shalasham Guve, Mamelodi discussion we had earlier on? Why is it not the other way around? Why is it the other way around? Is there anything, reasons for that? And of course, the last question, Chair, is I like the thing about the consultant issue that we have with CX and we have previously disadvantaged. But this is quite vexing question in all the cities. We quite didn't hear the numbers of what is the cost of consultants in terms of breaking down in percentage. Maybe in the response, general response, it would be useful that we get that kind of figure. I'm not pressurizing you to answer it, because nobody else has already answered that question. Because we have interest to know how much money is used for this purpose. Is it value for money? Is it imparting of skills? Or is it skills shuttling between the cities? Now, shuttling between the cities, they will advise you, and then the next morning they're on the flight back to Ekurhuleni, and the next flight or the next car they get, they're shipping down to on the road to Rustenburg, and then your processes get delayed because you are tied into this consultancy that shuttles between cities and cities, because you don't have internal capacity to deal with it. What is the plan to deal to address the question of he gave me 1 minute. What is the plan to address the internal capacity of municipality to run this kind of, because it is the function. I heard some talking about devolution of function, that you need a functional area in order to drive it. If it comes, will you be ready for that? If we amend the National Land Transport Act and we say yes, will you be able to do it? Do you have internal capacity? What does it mean? What is the turnaround plan to address that? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. I welcome the presentation from Mangawum. You decided to say your city is a walking city. And I like that, because it's a health issue, it's cost saving, and due to result in the city being environmentally friendly. And when I was listening to your presentation, I decided to say you are still busy on infrastructure development. But my question is, I know for a fact that there's huge money that you will be using when you develop this infrastructure. The question is, will there be value for that money? And I know for a fact that as a city that will be, that will go live by 2019-2020, it means you have chance to learn from the other cities that have been in the system. I am that person who always say the one who laughs best. And you must stick to that so that we see value for money. The other thing that comes to my mind is the question, not very far from what Honorable Ramatakane has said. I've heard from the MMC that there is no dedicated department that deals with the your integrated transport system. It's located in the city manager. You see, when it's a risky to investors to say that. Sometimes when you are to, when you have an interest to invest in a city, there must be a dedicated section that deals with that particular area where you are to invest. At least you must put facts in front of us before we can negotiate with the department to give you more funds with regards to this. I wanted to mischievously ask you, was there a need for this system in your city? Does it make business sense? Will there be a way to sustain the project? You can just talk to that, because we always want to see value for money. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. one point that I want to make, Chair. I'm trying to make logic in what we have presented of starting with the mixed routes instead of starting with the same one route like any other presentations that we have had. But now I'm trying to see logic when I hear that these are the insufficient allocation you are receiving from national in terms of the grants. As we have been saying yourself that it's millions, and you've been hearing others talking about billions. To me, it doesn't make sense. The two does not talk to each other. Maybe you need to rethink, you know, your approach to that, because I see contradictions. I might be wrong. I tend to be corrected, but I think to me, really doesn't. I don't see any synergy from the two. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Just a few comments. The MMC started off by saying, I'm trying to understand what you mean, the department, that the RT falls under the Department of Safety and Security. Did I understand that correctly? And if so, how come? And then the MMC also said that that the city is starting with in the township, which makes sense. I just want to just confirm that, you know, all negotiations with many of our states have, you know, agreed to, and at what stage are we at that point? Because you know, other cities have experienced some problems there. And there was also talk about how there's insufficient capital budget for this project, but I'm trying to understand what, you know, how operational is this at the moment? My understanding is that it's not. So what would the capital budget be required for? And then if there could be, I don't see kind of in my notes a comparison of what has been received through the grants and was actually spent. I don't have it here with me, but my historic reading that I've done is that money wasn't completely spent. And that just from getting the presentation, there's not enough money provided to the city, but yet it wasn't spent historically. And then my last point is, what has been the delay? Why has the city been unable to be so far behind when you compare it to a lot of other cities like Cape Town or Joburg or some of the other metros? What is the delay? What's been the problem? Thank you very much.
Thank you for your presentation. Of all the cities, you probably have the least challenge in terms of establishing a particular structure. Now, looking at establishing trunk routes and feeder routes, you also have the benefit of a township right next to Mangaung that could be linked to the CBD, probably the easiest of all the cities. Then in terms of structure and geography, you're also in a very fortunate situation in that you're very close to a very natural circular route, which is the ideal one for establishing an alternative transport network around and parallel to the urban edge of the metro. Yet you are confronted with headlines echoing things like wasted opportunity, challenges of capacity and leadership, and here today we are engaged in a conversation where it still seems to be that there is no plan. We have not seen any action plan. What we've heard is an echo of funding that's been insufficient. Yet in 2015 you've been blessed with a public network grant from National Treasury. After cities had to submit the information around performance and that, yet you were allowed into it. So it's also a question of viability. If I had to make a decision, and you need to convince this committee that in fact when we enter in our discussion after these presentations with the Department of Transport, that the 11,000 passengers that you use as a reference shouldn't be transported by taxis but by BRT. I'm convinced the other way around. 11,000 people can easily be transported by taxis rather than a very expensive BRT system. So is it a viable project? Is it a viable program to go into? Because it's a very competitive environment, as you might have seen from other presentations. Of the 15 presentations here today, everybody is entering into exercises of additional and alternative funding going forward, yet you still need to get off the ground. So what is this action plan? You need to get a plan quickly, you need firm leadership, and I'm not convinced that it's there yet. So I don't really have a question other than, you know, if you haven't presented the action plan, you know, get an action plan and convince us that we need a BRT instead of just taxis, which are currently there.
Thank you very much. The city, obviously, the money that we have expended from the loop of things, it means it's money that was used for consulting. And I know that in the interaction with the department, they have changed. There are slides which are indicating that there are some cities who actually have procured project management capacity. Because they don't have capacity within. So to me that becomes a critical, I'm taking from what was indicated, that we want to know what exactly did you use the money for. And I'm saying, correct us if we're wrong, that you use the money for project management capacity within the municipality. And if that is the case, that you have used the money for that, can we be able to say, having procured the project management capacity, can we come to Mangaung and check as to, do we have people within the city who have got what it takes, because there has been project management, which actually, my belief is that it will be with the intention to capacitate and make sure that the deficiencies that you are having are really dealt with in this regard. And at the same time, most of the cities, Mangaung, Peretsweu, and we had Swami here at some stages. I don't want to say you put the cart before the horse. I don't know how to put that. But if you make procurement of buses like we have seen, I know in Polokwane is the same thing, that they want to start procuring the buses before the route where the buses are going to be traveling is there. What business sense does that really make? Because to me, it doesn't make business sense. You need to have infrastructure where these buses are going to be traveling, be able to say, now that we've got infrastructure there, we can be able to buy the buses or design the buses according to the specifications that we'll be wanting. That would will say that this is a financial viability that we are thinking strategically around. But if you do the other way around, you design the buses and all these other things without having considered for the buses, then I do not have my other guy. I've got issues with that kind of an approach, really. And I think, but at the center, speaking and having listened to most of the presentation, we've got a national policy here, which is being implemented anyhow people feel like implementing this national policy. There is no straight cut. All of you indicate ICT and which actually the department is saying. But when it comes to implementation, I didn't hear Gauteng speaking to say we are in Johannesburg and Pretoria when I'm saying Gauteng. Ekurhuleni, we still have to come with here. This is how we are implementing the policy. Probably some little correlations between Johannesburg and Cape Town, but Johannesburg being closer to Tshwane there, it's apples and avocados. Really, it's apples and apples. The other one is, you know, it doesn't really look like they reading from the same policy formulation document. And all said and done, I'm happy because Mangaung has indicated how this project will be able to meet with the National Development Plan. And we're looking forward to seeing what this will be able to produce. But I really am just very worried as to we want to speak. The reason why we're saying this is because we want to speak to you getting more money. But based on what? Are your plans ready? You've procured project management capacity. Have they produced the plans? Have they produced the financials? Can we be able to say we're going to be talking, this is evidence, and based on the evidence that we are having, we can be able to talk and say increase from 200 to maybe half a billion, informed by what? Those are the things. Acting deputy mayor, and or rather acting executive mayor, I'm going to give you 15 minutes between you and your team so that you can be able to respond. Like I indicated earlier on, the other responses that you may not have touched intensely and deeply, just write to us so that we can be able to have those responses in writing. Melula.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, I just want to start with the 22 million. We said the 22 million is already spent, even if we've done the rollover. That is why I said I invite the honorable members to come and check the project, to go on site and check what they are doing. The project, they will be done at the end of October. They will be done with the project in those four streets at Willows. It's the spending of the 22 million. We said, I put it very clear that we spend 89% in terms of the 200 million that we allocated for Mangaung. For that, we already about to spend 100% because by October there will be a handover of the site to Mangaung. Chair, I even said again that the department is just I left transport. Sorry, honorable members, it's just I didn't mention the transport. It's safety, security, and transport, the department, which is 100% monitoring the IPTA. The issue of intermodal. Chair, if you remember that the intermodal, it was between Mangaung and the department in the province, which is spending 354 million in building. Yes, Chair, the problem was between us and the stakeholders. As the city manager indicated that we sorted the problems that we have between us and the stakeholders, mostly the taxi industry. That is why we already signed even the agreement with them. That is why we said before the end of the year, the intermodal will be occupied. In 2011. Now other cities for long, they were declared as a metro. I think we are the last municipality to be declared metro in 2011. Now remember, there are a lot of issues that we must make sure that we are dealing with the status of metro. And we are busy doing benchmarking with those municipalities that have already started in terms of the BRT project. Chair, I understand in terms of the presentation, the operational plan was approved by the Council of Mangaung. We do have a plan. I think when we are responding in terms of the letter, some questions that we'll write, we also attach the operational plan that was submitted, was approved by the Council. The capacity, as I indicated, Chair, that the IPTN, just now they are having only 7 staff members, which is we understaff in the department of in IPTN project, which is we are engaging with the city manager that in the structure that we approved that we must appoint and add members staff members in the IPTN. We did use really the consultant, the beginning Africa, Led Africa, is the consultant that is working for Mangaung in terms of making us to reach there. I think some of the questions will be responded by the city manager in terms of do we think that there is a need for us to have this BRT in our city.
So Chair, I was just, I'm sorry to do this because we're deviating from the norm. I was just saying that perhaps if the city manager could explain whether the the AG had anything to say about the expenditure that, of course, the person dealing with finances of municipality is acting the, what does the AG have to say about that? The expenditure of that infrastructure to date.
The intermodal. Thank you, Chair. As I started, I said, and it's not finger pointing, when the new administration came in, we had a completely dysfunctional relationship that we inherited between the previous administration and the industry. So we had to start from scratch to build that relationship. They bluntly refused to occupy or to participate in the processes. Hence, they are all over the city. We were able to deal with that matter. They are fully behind every process that we are embarking on, to the extent that they had other proposals that they made to the city, which a council considered the processes are unfolding. But very soon, the facility will be occupied. Yes, yes, the AG has got concerns, he has raised that, and he was saying he has been pleading the municipality, but this financial year he's going to deal with that aspect. Fortunately, by the time he does that, the facility will be occupied. So we are in the final stages, if you like, but more details will be provided when we respond. I think even those that we touched on, the questions merit proper detailed answers, which we must provide to the committee. We will do that. So I will not really go to the details of the questions. Suffice to say, I said, we will also give the plan, as MMC was said. We've got a plan, it's costed, has been approved, and then the committee will have insight into it. The procurement, yes, 30% is set aside for our SMEs, and I said, at least for the six contractors appointed, four of them fall in that category. maybe in terms of the roads that we indicated, this up to eight, those are the roads that council, in terms of the plan that we submitted to Department of Transport, they've approved that. And Chair, all of the roads, let's go there quickly. All of the roads would be sustainable. The figures that we indicated here are conservative estimates because we are finalizing the service. So these are conservative estimates. And we've agreed on the routes that the buses are going to operate. There won't be any taxis operating there. From the CBD to airport node, in terms of the issue, we are also negotiating with IBA because maybe the other thing that we did not mention, for some time, Mangau did not provide the transport function. That is why even the IPTN team, when it was established, in line with the engagements with the National Department, they then recommend that for now keep the function in the office of the city manager. Very soon we should start another process of Section 78, which would then tell us how we're going to provide the function, and then that would then determine the final decision that the council must make in terms of the if internal, then obviously the department would be established. Whether it would be an external mechanism, that will be informed by the outcome of the investigation. So that's one of the things that, but we have a team comprising of different skills that we have established that must look after the function. Quickly, Chair, on this one. Route 1, we said it's along Rocklands, Moshoeshoe Rock, and this is, I mean, Chief Moroka, at the far end, yes, Chief Moroka, Moshweshwe, and then it goes to Mapisa, and then it gets to Fort Hare, and then it goes to the city. So it's linking the township. Along this route, there is the picture that you also show, social housing schemes that the municipality working with the province has developed. On this one, Dr. Belcher, you've got also, and this is what we try to do. All the routes, there must be activities that are supporting, and there are people in that route. Not only to rely on the complementary or feeder routes, but there is activity to sustain that route, and there is development to sustain that route. So that those other developments anchoring, like we were saying, there's Limo Mall in Haydada. So taxis are going to disappear from this route. The airport, we are also, we say there is massive development that must happen here, including residential development. There is another residential already along this route, which must be serviced. And if you go to Butabelo, along the N8, there is another residential area called Nelson Mandela. So these numbers that we are providing are just conservative estimates. The IBL is moving between Butabelo and Tabancho, and it will not affect the N8 corridor development because those buses, they go further than the N8. I think, Chair, yes, the issue around consultants is, in the beginning, most of the money was going to the consultants, but we have addressed that issue. Hence, and obviously they will take advantage of prolonging in terms of the planning part, which we said, no, the city must quickly move into construction so that we can then go to operations. And we have put that cap to say, now the graph in terms of the actual infrastructure spend needs to go higher, but the consultancy fee are kept at 10% of the project manager. But other questions, I think, will provide more details. It's a pity we couldn't deal with the details of the presentations given the time limit. But now that we know the concerns, when we do the follow-up written response, we'll deal in details with those questions. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. ML, as you are presenting, I can see honorable members shaking their heads. I don't know what are the issues, an indication that they did not get satisfaction. Satisfaction not guaranteed in this regard. I think, honorable members, this will be the municipality that we bring back for them to come and further elaborate on issues. Honorable Defraitas.
It doesn't just plan for this presentation, but obviously all presentations will be requested to submit in writing the detail because we don't have the time to go through it. And as a committee, I think we then need to go through the responses. But I just want to just very quickly say while I've got the microphone that in Morong's presentation, it says no fixed program aligned to funding. Sorry. Slide 41. Structuring, it says there's no fixed program aligned to funding availability from insertion. So their own presentation is saying that there's no plan. But if there is, we very gratefully would like to see it in 3 days' time as requested.
Thank you very much. I think the committee secretary must just note that Mangaung will have to come back for further elaborations on the critical issues because we know for sure that the AG is going to be hitting us hard on some of the issues that are happening, particularly with the BRT system. So once we have done our processes properly, you will have to come back so that we are able to deal with the issues. Because we expect that you should be on track. We expect that things must go according to expectation. To me, it's neither here nor there. To the committee, it's neither here nor there. We want to see services going to the people. Because this public transport is one of the critical issues. It deals with social issues, it deals with economic issues. We have not even gone into the others because you haven't started implementing. But it is critical that we should be able to say, indeed, our people are not getting a raw deal in this instance. Honorable members, it looks like we're done. Ebuleni, where are you? Oh, is it George? Yeah, let's get George and then Ekumbeni will come. Go, George.
Yes.
Go, George.
Executive Mayor.